Hey guys, my name is Jacob.
And this is Kikau, and we are the hosts of
Main Street and Beyond.
Main Street and Beyond.
No, you can't say it. I say it, not you.
You say all of it. You say all of it.
No.
I'll say my name.
No,
ready?
You say. Okay. Hi guys, this is Jacob.
And this is Kikau. And together we are hosts of Main Street
and Beyond. I don't think that's right either.
This is Kikau and Jacob of the newest podcast,
Main Street and Beyond.
Now, Jacob, talk a little bit about what this podcast is about or going to be about.
What is that podcast going to be about, Kikau?
Well, we both are, first of all, Disney fans, huge Disney fans. And this is our opportunity to almost write a love letter to all of the things that Disney has to offer in terms of entertainment and in terms of the theme parks and parades and music and movies, all the things that as fans of Disney, we love and are able to like embrace. So it's a sort of a fun podcast and an opportunity for people to hear what we think.
Exactly. Because it's kind of like we both love the parks and going to the parks, which is the Main Street portion. And then the Beyond would be the Broadway shows, the movies, the television shows, animation.
I love it. What is your, as our introduction to our audience, Jacob, what is your personal background to Disney? Like, what is the first sort of entrance into the parks and or to Disney for you?
I grew up going to Walt Disney World in Florida, and we would go sort of every year. And then when I got old enough, I did the college program there and sort of started, was one of the first, I think, groups of that, initial groups of starting that college program. And I worked there. I was like Kids of the Kingdom, which they no longer have. So we were basically, I think they call it the Castle Show now, like the Castle Show dancers. So that's what I did. And then I moved over to World Dancers, which are no longer there either. But they were dancers in Epcot Center in front of the American Pavilion. And we did different shows. We had like a Broadway show. We had an Americana show. We did special events, things like that. So it was really cool. So I worked there for about 2 years altogether.
Okay, and then do they still have, I know they still have the Castle Dancers, but do they still have the other thing that you jumped to?
The World Dancers?
Does that still exist or no?
No. I don't think in that kind of incarnation. I think there's probably a group of special events dancers, but they don't have a daily show that they do.
Okay. How exciting.
It was so fun. I'm sure we'll talk more about that. And as we go on, I'll be like, oh yeah, this one time, you know.
Mm-hmm. We also actually are going to, just to insert here, interview people during this podcast that have to do either with the industry or with Imagineers or people that are somehow involved in the creative process, which for you and I are both exciting things and exciting people to talk about, right?
I think we both love like the rides and talking about the rides and that kind of thing. But I think for both of us, it's more interesting to talk to the creators. So we want to try to like, you know, who are the voices of these animated characters and who are the animators and who's actually creating this?
Oh my gosh, so fun. It's like the ultimate celebrities or the people that are like behind the magic
right.
of it all.
Exactly. Well, I think for me, that's what's so exciting. I much prefer like what's behind the magic. I love the magic, don't get me wrong, you know. But like, wait a minute, who created that? Who came up with that idea? How did that happen?
You know, I think for both of us, more of a background as like creators, it's also really fun to sort of see the creative process and to like connect with people who, of course, are making the things happen.
Tell us about you, Kikau. What's your Disney destination?
Yes. Well, I was, you know, born and raised on the other side of the coast, and I lived in California when I was a kid, so would go to Disneyland every year. So, like, my home park is Disneyland, which is kind of fun. And
so you know Disneyland. You know Disneyland better than Disney
World. Oh, I know that place like the back of my hand. Would just go every year.
See, yeah. I know Disney World better than I know Disneyland. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll both have, like, our home turf to
home park.
Talk about. But we both now, I, of course, love the Disney movies. That was my entrance into it. I used, you know, all of those, like, Snow White and, you know, Peter Pan and all of the classics. And then when that new world changed, when it was, like, Little Mermaid, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, that's when I was, like, would go to every, like opening night of these movies. And then when I moved to New York, I also was a cast member at one point working in the merchandising of the Lion King Broadway show, which was so fun to be a part of. But from that point of view, I feel like I fell in love with all of the opportunities and all of the things that like Disney has to offer. And so I love it. And just recently, you know, for 2 years in a row have made these huge Disney vacation treks to Disney right. World
for we the first time. We just went on one.
We just went on your birthday.
I know. How fun was that? We'll have to do a whole show about that.
Yeah, I think actually that was the initial seed to the beginning of a podcast about it because we just were both so passionate.
And we both just would talk for hours. So we were like, well, we got to do something about this. I mean, if we're going to sit here and talk about this, we might as well share this. Somebody else is interested.
Yeah. And even if, yeah, I mean, I think that that's it. I think that you know, we're coming at this from fans first. We are fans first of like all of this stuff. So it's going to be so fun to talk about all of the new and exciting things that are going on. And we should also mention that we are in a long line of people who podcast about this. I mean, there are some of our favorites, Inside the Magic and DisGeek and, you know, those Disney moms. And what's your favorite Disney podcast right now?
Oh, the DFB, the Disney Food Podcast.
Disney Food Podcast, where we're getting information.
Disney Food Blog, I think that's
Disney
what it's
Food
called.
Blog. DFB.
Right? Those, I love those people. They are so knowledgeable and just fantastic. I mean, when we were planning our trip, that's who we listened to.
But I think that's like having them sort of pave the way for us. I think that we could set ourselves apart from them because we just have our own little different take on things and are willing to share our opinions and are excited to help people plan their trips and get information about Disney and the Disney parks.
I just have to tell all of our listeners, all three of them right now, that Kikau is sitting in his Disney t-shirt and his mouse ears as we record this. So
it is absolutely true. And I am Skyping in from New York City.
Or in New York City. And I am in Arizona right now.
And we both are eventually going to be going to
San Diego State University.
So we are making the trek, making the move out to San Diego. We will only be an hour and 10 minutes from Disneyland or hour 30. I'm not sure what the timing is.
I think it's an hour and a half, but I'm sure. Hour and a half. I don't know. We'll let you know. I guess we should tell them what we're doing. We're going to grad school to get our master's degree in musical theater. We're both musical theater artists, director, choreographers. Brilliant director, choreographers.
We're also Skyping, so it was kind of fun watching the face that you made before you said the word brilliant. I wish I was able to capture that magic.
Oh,
moment.
That's funny. Yeah, anything else? We just want to do like an intro.
Yeah, this is their intro, and we hope that you can tune in, and we hope that you recommend us to friends. And when we are, you know, sort of get it rolling and make it bigger, we hope that you just keep joining our parade down Main Street.
Oh, I love a parade.
Love a parade.
March down Main Street. That's we usually do that.
We are marching down Main Street, and we want you to join us, and we are so thankful and so excited and so ready to take you on this journey with us. This is going to be beyond
Main Street.
What? This is going to be Main Street and beyond. I started that sentence. This is going to be Main Street. This is going to be Main Street and beyond. I'm so glad that we'll get that on a coffee cup soon. Like the room. Main Street and beyond, tell all your friends.
Main Street and beyond. Thank you guys. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.